Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I'm Megan Lynch, and this is Total Information AM on KMOX. If you wear reflective clothing at night, when you bike, run, or walk, you may actually be in greater danger because of new automotive technology. Let's get more now from WWJ radio reporter Jeff Gilbert, who covers the auto industry. Jeff, thanks for joining me this morning.
Sure, thanks for the call.
What do we know about this research from the U.S. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety?
Yeah, first bottom line is if you're out at night, you should wear reflective clothing because our human eyes, which is what most of us use to drive, see it a lot better. This test was with systems that automatically brake vehicles, and some of them have problems at night. And the Insurance Institute tested different kinds of reflective clothing, and they found that of the three vehicles they tested, the Mazda CX-5 and the Honda CR-V didn't detect the reflective clothing. In fact, in some cases, they detected all black clothing better. Now, Subaru's Forester, their system detected it almost perfectly. So what it shows is these systems are still new, and they're by no means anywhere close to perfect.
How do these driving assistance systems work in the first place, Jeff?
Yeah, for the most part, right now they work with cameras that are scanning the road, and you know there are computer chips involved. I'm not an engineer; I can't get any more technical than that. But probably your audience isn't engineers either. So they're looking for people; they're looking for different things. So the Insurance Institute says the Subaru system probably has better software, maybe even better hardware, and it's just kind of interesting that reflective clothing that makes our eyes see somebody much better doesn't necessarily do the same thing with a computerized camera.
I'm assuming that this comes into play, especially when we talk about self-driving vehicles of the future, that we would have to fix this by then.
Well, yeah, and these are the building blocks of self-driving vehicles. And also understand, to make a vehicle self-driving, the equipment is going to be much more robust than what you would see on a passenger vehicle, because on a passenger vehicle, the technology also has to be affordable. And there are new devices that are being developed all the time. A lot of car makers are now experimenting with thermal imaging, which actually picks up the warmth from somebody's body. And I've seen these are not on vehicles right now, but I've seen demonstration vehicles where, you know, you can see deer a lot faster, you can see people a lot better. So there is better technology coming.
From a consumer standpoint, are these the kinds of things in these, you know, state-of-the-art vehicles that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, and check the Insurance Institute's website, IIHS.org. They'll have a lot more information than we can do in a little radio report. And again, none of what they're doing is saying that the vehicles that we have now are unsafe. This is an agency that's funded by the insurance industry to try to push car makers into making vehicles even safer.
Jeff Gilbert, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning. That is WWJ's Jeff Gilbert joining us on KMOX.